trouble, and they wanted somebody to know where it was they were sick. They'd say they were sick
in the stomach, in the lower stomach, or the upper stomach, or the side.
Sick in the stomach, you said?
Sick at the stomach.
Sick at the stomach, okay. Now, you said something I was interested in. You said that your parents courted all their lives. Now, the expression to, you know, court somebody
was to sit with the arm around each other, or to pat, or to caress.
If a couple, like, I guess, maybe before you married Mr. and you were, of course, you were engaged in such a short time, I guess they could. You're not a good example. I was thinking of the period, really, before you actually get engaged, where you're just seeing that one person all the time. How would they say they were?
Going together.
Now, in that case, if there was a couple, they would call the boy. They'd say he would be her...
her boyfriend.
And that she would be his...
girlfriend.
Now, if your brother had come in with lipstick on his collar, you'd say, you must have been...
necking.
Now, if a boy had asked a girl to marry him, and she had agreed and had promised to marry him, but instead, she ran off with somebody else, what would they say she did to him?
She jilted him.
Now, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom would be
best man.
And how about the girl that stands up with the bride?
She would be the bridesmaid.
Now, do you ever remember hearing of a time when, well, after people would get married, that people would come to their house and serenade them and
have a chivalry?
Chivalry.
We never did do that.
But you have
heard? We have heard of chivalries, but that wasn't in our...
That was not our people. Now, in terms of directions, like in talking about up and down, using the terms up and down and direction. Now, if you were talking about a town that was south of here, like, say, Forest City, would you say a person lived
up below us or south?
South. Did you ever use an expression like down in Forest City, a person lived?
Not really. We would say down on the farm.
Now, you would say you'd use it
down on the farm.
Now, how about but, up? Did you ever use that in terms of...
Well, up across the bow.
Up across the bow.
And down on the farm, which meant the difference between north and south.
And
across the river was east.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they lived west, it was out west of town.
That's what I'm thinking, if you used up and down from north and south. Now, if you were talking about... a whole group of people, and let's say a group of people that were maybe noisy troublemakers, you might say, well, I wish they'd just lock up the
whole shebang.
Good. That's great. What would they, if young people had a floor, and they got on the floor, out on the floor, and were moving around, you'd say they were
dancing.
If children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say that at 3 o'clock school
is turned out.
And now after the summer, after vacation time, they start to say, well, when does school
begin?
And if a little boy left home in the morning to go to school, but he never actually got there, what would they say he did?
Played hooky.
Now, you say that you go to school in order to get an...
education.
And, let's see, after high school, some people go on to...
college.
And